Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, women in construction. That's right. That is something that is a growing area for home building and construction all across the country. And it's pretty exciting to see. You know, when you think of construction, especially job site construction, you mainly think of and see men on job sites. Let's be honest, that's just kind of the general thing that you see, but it's starting to change. And actually, as of last year, 2020, we actually have, I think, the highest level of females in the construction workforce that we've ever seen. So that's a really good positive. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, as well as something really amazing that a group of women have done down south that we need to talk about, because it's a pretty amazing accomplishment, and I think it's going to spurn a lot of other similar projects like this. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But let's first go over women in construction. So it's kind of interesting because it's, as I've mentioned, it's grown. Now, in the height of the building peak back in, say, 2006, which was the peak, there was about 1.1 million plus women in construction. Now, this includes not only job site construction, but in construction positions, in office, clerical, management, and so on and so forth. So that was really the peak for a long time. As of 2019, we surpassed that number, and it's continuing to grow. So that's a positive. So right now, as of 2020, there's 1.17 million women employed in the construction industry. So that's really a positive that we're seeing growth there. And this is coming off a pandemic too, which I think is fantastic. So as far as a share of the construction industry, right now they make up about 10.9%. That's not really that impressive of a number when you think about it. Although it is up from 10.3% the previous year. So we are trending in the right direction. But what this means is there's a lot of opportunity to grow this industry. This industry needs more labor. It needs assistance. And getting women more involved in the industry is a huge, huge growth area and huge potential to do that. And I think that's a direction that we need to go. Now, it's not going to be easy because there are certain culture things in the building industry. And I hate to say this, but you know, you don't see a lot of females on job sites just because, quite frankly, they're not treated well. And that's really simply the best example I can use on it. Obviously, it's against a cultural norm. Most parents probably don't want their daughters, schlepping concrete around, let's be honest. But it's more so the culture, because I remember years back, this was probably about 15 years ago, there was a carpentry crew. They had a female carpenter, and guys are always kind of making fun of her and tough on her. And she's pretty quiet, tough gal, obviously, and put up with it. And she was a great carpenter and very capable, as capable as anyone else on that team easily. It was just, people were always talking about it and sort of making fun of her, and it was just not right. It wasn't right, and I know that goes on, and you know, especially when you have a industry that's so dominated by males, you have a lot of old school thinking there, and it's unfortunate, but it is changing. It is getting better, and as we see more and more females, we highlight and celebrate their accomplishments in the industry, that allows more to come in, and it becomes more of the norm. And I know there's all sorts of programs that are highlighting that. We're seeing promotional videos of female electricians and plumbers and things like that. So I think that's really good. And we need to do that. We need to continue to build them in the workforce so that we can continue to grow, and just so that it can be a little more equal, because it, quite honestly, there's great opportunities here, and those opportunities are and should be available to everyone. So a couple other things about the women in the workforce before we talk about a really cool project that's going on, or that actually happened with women. But right now, the good news is, if you're looking at the percentage of women in the workforce, women account for almost 69% of the workers in the sales and office component of the construction industry. So, you know, obviously the offsite construction world, that's a small percentage, but when you look at offices and things like that, they're actually dominating, and they actually have a larger percentage of workers than males. So that's a good thing. And that number continues to grow, and that's a positive. So we are getting them involved in the sales and the design and the support, the management as well. Those are all good things. But now the growth really is in the construction area of the trades. Just to kind of give you an idea too, you know, like I said, it was 69% in sales and office. The management part, it's a smaller percentage. I don't have exact percentages here, but looks like maybe about 15 to 20%. As far as the construction operations, like I said, it's less than 10%. It's close, but it's around 10%. So obviously, a lot of development needs to happen there, and we'll see more of that. Especially after this project, I think this is really going to create a lot of interest. It's going to excite a lot of young females to get involved in the building industry. And this project, if you haven't heard about it, you definitely need to look this up. It is called The House That She Built. The House That She Built. And this is a really cool project because it was an all-female built home, designed, managed, and built with women-owned companies at all stages of the product, or the project rather. So how this was put on is that there's an organization called PWB, Professional Women in Building. And there are local chapters all throughout the country. And there's a national PWB chapter as well. And I have a lot of really close friends from around the country that are all members of this. And it's a wonderful, wonderful group. It is one of probably the most dynamic, high energy, and positive groups in the National Association of Home Builders. And so they are a force. They're active. They work together very well. They're ambitious. They create a lot of projects and they get them done. And it's refreshing to see that. There's a lot of really great positive energy out of that group. So it's exciting to see that. So this group in Utah obviously was ambitious, and they created The House That She Built. And basically, they start to finish did an all-female house. It was 3,200 square feet with a finished basement in it. And it's kind of a contemporary farmhouse style, a little bit eclectic rather. In style. So it's a neat looking house. And again, it was built in Sarasota Springs, Utah. And they've completed the home. And if that's not really exciting enough and an accomplishment in itself, they're taking the proceeds from the sale of that home and they're dividing the proceeds between scholarships for women-run charities, and they'll take some of the proceeds for a future project, and the scholarships as far as what they're doing with it, they're going to take 60% of the proceeds and put that into scholarships, and they're going to give those to women pursuing construction management related degrees or trade school programs. So anything to get more women into the industry, they are putting money into scholarships for that. So that is phenomenal. And then they are also taking part of the proceeds for educational initiatives in the local Utah area. And the remaining 20% will be donated to local women-centric charities. So pretty cool you know, work that they're doing there, not only to accomplish and build this home using all female owned companies, which in itself is, you know, groundbreaking because it's really the first one that we know of that that's happened. But secondly, you know, being able to take the funds, the proceeds, and put them back into their mission of getting more women in the workforce. So kudos to them. This is an amazing cause, amazing work that they are doing. Very proud to see this. Been kind of watching it from afar and wanted to talk about it and just was kind of busy before I got involved with talking about this. So again, look it up. It's the house that she built and pretty cool stuff. I'm sure you're going to be seeing more of those, hopefully more around the country too. Love to see some all around the area because that's only going to help continue to create not only positive awareness, but also you know, continue to drive scholarships and funds to help promote and get more women into the building trades, which we sorely need. So again, great cause, very excited to see this. Again, kudos to the PWB organization. You know, if you are a female and you are in the industry, definitely get involved with your local builders association. See if they have a PWB chapter. If they do, join it. You won't be disappointed. There are some amazing, amazing people in these groups. They're doing a lot of amazing things, and you're not going to miss out if you don't do this. I mean, it's unbelievable the accomplishments that they have and what they do, and they do even though it's PWB and it's a women's group, they do work with men as well. There are some men in the group that help out as well, so it's not mutually exclusive to females. You can actually have men in the group as well to help with some of the things in the mission. But the house that she built is 100% female built, which is pretty darn awesome. So again, check it out. And if you are a female in the construction industry, or if you're someone that's, you know, younger, that's, you know, maybe just looking at this as an industry, there is a place for you. There is some great groups to join, and you know, they really work hard on making sure to help people, to bring people up, and help elevate you and your career. So great place to be, great place to join is the PWB. So hopefully you found this to be super informative, inspiring, as I did, and definitely check it out if you've got some time.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.